From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the News OK Pet Show. I'm Carrie Coppernall.
I'm Dawn Marks.
And we have a short show for you today. We're just going to talk briefly about the Oklahoma City Summer Classic Dog Show. It is in town.
Yes.
And let me just tell you that while poodles are amazing dogs, I always feel like they're not wearing pants. That's all I have to say about that. We have a picture on our front page today of a beautiful dog, and it just looks like it didn't wear its pants.
You can't blame the poor dog for its haircut.
I know, but it's like, that's the look, you know, and it's very, I mean, I've got to say those dogs are way, you know, better groomed than...
Yeah.
I was going to say my dogs, but they're better groomed than I am.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
They may not have pants on, but they have lovely boots.
They do. They have outstanding boots. But so if you're interested in checking out the Summer Classic Dog Show, which is a giant extravaganza, it's Thursday through Sunday, so there's still plenty of time to head out there. They expect 2,100 dogs each day.
Oh, that's lots of cuteness.
I know. No, I just want to roll around in it.
They should have a pen where they put a bunch of them in there and you could just get in.
And let them, like, jump on you. Yeah.
Get your ear.
That is altogether almost 9,000 dogs over the course of the weekend.
Oh, wow.
I know. That's a lot of dogs. And as if the cuteness weren't enough, ESPN is taping the Saturday group and the Best in Show competition, and that's going to air this fall.
Oh, cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They did that last year too, I think, didn't they?
Yeah. And I really hope that they put some pants on those poodles before the TV cameras show up. And let's see. The dog show is from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. And the final...
Where?
Oh, at the Cox Convention Center.
Uh-huh.
And you can get tickets down there at the box office. It's $7 for adults and $2 for kiddos. And it's free for children 3 and younger. So you can go check that out. And, oh, the final group competition, the big stuff, starts at about 3 o'clock every day if you want to go and see that fancy part. So there's more info at okcdogshows.com. And we'll put links and stuff up on our website and we'll put pictures up of the dog show so far, including the flashing poodle, which is really, really cute. So
they are pretty animals.
You got tips for us today,
Larita? I do. Today, Friday, is take your dog to work day.
We didn't bring our dogs to work.
No. Too bad.
It's for the best.
If anyone should bring their dog to work, it should be us.
I know. Because we're experts.
Yeah.
At petting our dogs. I don't know. That's all.
Well, anyway, I have some tips here for take your dog to work day. And they're from Bamboo Pet. I'm going to add my own tip, which I think I've added before. It seems that I remember this.
Mm-hmm.
First, make sure it's okay.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea. Don't just rock
Number
up and
one.
Be like, hey, what? It's take your dog to work day. This is a national holiday. Federal offices are closed.
Yes. So that's my number one tip. But after that,
right. Good step
create
one.
A doggy bag. Meaning things that a dog might need.
Like a diaper bag for a dog.
Yeah, like, you know, some treats, some toys, maybe a water bowl and bottle of water,
something
maybe
to
a
clean
little
up
food.
Messes
yeah,
in
something
case.
To clean up messes, that kind of thing. And then a really thing to stay conscious of is staying hydrated, because dogs can get anxious in places that they don't know, and that can cause them to be dehydrated, which is not good.
They pant.
Right.
I just learned that a couple of weeks ago, that they don't just pant when they're hot. They pant when they're nervous. When they're nervous. Mm-hmm.
And then take frequent bathroom breaks so you don't have to use the items to clean up
and
stuff.
And bathroom breaks outside, not into your company bathroom.
Yeah, probably. Unless you have a really, really spectacularly trained dog. I don't
know. Yeah, then your dog should get a job.
Yeah. Keep treats on your desk because you want to reward the dog when it's being good. And then assign projects for your pet because, you know, you're going to have to try to get some work done, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So you might hide a treat or a ball or something and let the dog find it. Give it little tasks to do throughout the day to keep it kind of
be like, can
stimulated.
You please look over the Smith account? Please.
Yes.
Fido.
Get back to me in 5 minutes.
The dog is like, oh, that's so much pressure, and I forgot to bring my reading glasses.
Yeah. So that's that.
All right. Well, very good. Well, either bring your dog to work today or go see thousands of dogs this weekend at the Cox Center. And thank you all for listening, and go out and take care of your pets.